愿大家平安。
Peace everyone.
好，我们来看耶利米书的三十二章。
Let's enter Jeremiah 32.
好，耶利米书的三十二章。
Jeremiah 32.
三十二章的四十二节。
Jeremiah 32 verse 42.
好，请读。
42. For thus says the Lord, just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will bring on them all the good that I have promised them.
Okay. 这里是神借着耶利米对以色列百姓讲的一段话。
These are the words Prophet Jeremiah spoke to the people through by the Lord.
那这个神呢，就是我们现在所拜的神。
And this Lord is the Lord that we worship today.
那以色列百姓是谁呢
？And who are the Israelite people?
雅各改名叫以色列。
Jacob changed his name to Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
And Israel means Prince of God.
是非常尊贵的。
And this is a very precious name.
那我们受洗以后就得着儿子的名分。
After we are baptized, we also receive the sonship.
所以我们也是王子，神的王子。
So we are also a prince of God.
那我们怎么这么确定呢
？And how are we so sure of this?
因为神是圣灵给我们。
Because God has given us this holy name.
那这个圣灵。从我们心里呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
And it is because of this that when we call out to our heavenly Father, Abba Father.
所以想想看呢，我的神就是天上坐在荣耀宝座那个神。
And our God is the God that is sitting on His heavenly throne.
那我就是这一位神的儿子。
And I am a child.Of this God.
那这样想起来，我们真的是很有福气啊。
And if we think about it in this way, we are truly blessed.
那这个福气是从属灵上来了解。
And this is a blessing that we can understand spiritually.
那这四十二节这里说神如此说。
And in verse 42, it says, "For thus says the Lord."
说我怎样使这个大祸临到百姓？
Just as I have brought all this great calamity on this people.
那这个神是他的父亲呢，怎么会把大祸临到他的百姓呢
？If Lord is our father or their father, why would he bring a great calamity on them?
有哪一个父亲不爱孩子呢
？What father would not love their child?
有一个哪一个父亲会把大的灾祸降在孩子身上呢
？And what father would allow or bring a great calamity on his child？
那如果神爱他们，怎么会把大祸降在他们身上
？So if God loves them, why would He send this great calamity on them？
那我们就要来看我们所拜的神是什么样的神。
So let us look the God that we worship. What type of God is He？
那对神认识更深刻，我们就知道。怎么跟神保持很好的关系
？And the more that we have a deeper understanding about God, then we know how we can have a relationship with Him.
也知道要怎么活能够得到神的喜欢。
And we know how we ought to live a life that is pleasing to God.
好，我们先看三十二章的十七节。
Let us turn to 32 verse 17.
请。
Verse 17, Our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you.
这个地方我讲，神用大能，还有他的膀臂创造天地。
Here it talks about how God created the heavens and earth by his great power and outstretched arm.
神的能力非常大。
So God's power is great.
他能够创造这么伟大的天地。
He is able to create such a wonderful heaven and earth.
他就是我们的父亲了。
And this is He is our Father.
如果神能力这么大，那下面一个问题就是，在你没有难成的事。
And if God's power is so great, and there is nothing too hard for you, which is the latter half of the verse.
所以在神的字典里面没有所谓困难这句话。
So in God's dictionary, there is no such thing as being too hard.
这是我们所拜的神 大有全能的神。
So this is the God that we worship. He is Almighty.
好，那我们现在来看啊，三十二章的十八节。
Let us look at chapter 32, verse 18. You show kindness to the thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts.
好，那这个神哈，他是施慈爱与千万人。
So this God is one who shows love, loving kindness to thousands.
哦，所以神本身呢就是爱。
So God is love.
哦。如果我们对神认识很清楚，我们就知道哦，神非常的爱人。
If we understand God very clearly, we know that God truly loves people.
哦，所以亚当活在伊甸园非常好。
And that is why it was good for Adam to dwell in the Garden of Eden.
因为活在伊甸园就是活在神的爱里面。
Because to dwell in the Garden of Eden is to dwell in the love of God.
哦，所以犹大书才说。我们要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
And that is why in the book of Jude it says we must keep ourselves in the love of God.
哦，那如果保守在神的爱中，我们就活在属灵的伊甸园里面了。
And if we keep ourselves in the love of God, then we are dwelling within the spiritual garden of Eden.
那这样的生活是满足的，也是好的。
And this type of life is satisfying and it is full.
但是如果我们再读下去啊，耶利米书三十二章
，If we continue in Jeremiah chapter
32, 就讲又将父亲的罪孽报应在他后世代怀中。
And it says it will repay the iniquity of the fathers.
哦，这就提到罪啊。
Here it mentions in sin.
啊，那报应就是神的审判。
To repay is God's judgment.
哦，所以我们所拜的神啊，他是公义的。
Because the God we worship is righteous.
啊，因此当人犯罪不义，在神面前呢，就要接受从神来的审判。
And because if God, if man sins before God and is unrighteous, then they will receive the punishment from God.
啊，因此我们的信仰不能偏呢。
And so that is why we must not deviate in our faith.
啊，如果我们一直讲神的爱，不讲神的公义。
Because if we only talk about the love of God and not about God's righteousness,
那我们就会在神的爱里面，好像一个苹果，外面看很好看，里面已经烂掉了。
We'll be like an apple that even though it looks okay on the outside, the inside is rotten.
哦，一个教会如果一直讲神的爱，没有讲神的公义，这教会外表看起来很虔诚，但是里面已经被罪，腐化了。
So if a church only talks about love and not about God's righteousness, then on the outside it might look okay, but on the inside it is filled with iniquity.
那如果我们倒过来哦，我们在教会只讲神的公义，很少讲爱。
But on the other hand, if we only talk about the righteousness of God and we do not talk about the love of God,
那我们对神只有敬畏，只有怕，没有喜乐。
Then we would only be afraid or fearful of God. There's no joy.
遵守道理也是因为怕神。
They only keep the commandments because they fear God.
做圣工也因为怕神。
They only do holy work because they are afraid of God.
一切都是出于对神的敬畏。
Because everything is done out of respect.
爱里没有惧怕。
Because in love there is no fear.
惧怕把刑罚拿掉。
Because love has removed judgment.
所以只活在害怕里面，这个人可能对神的爱还没有了解，或者没有被神的爱充满。
If they are only fearful of God, then this person is not understand the love of God or has not been filled with the love of God.
所以我们在圣经里面看到神很慈爱。
So in the Bible, we could see that God is loving.
但是如果有罪，神一定会会有反应。
But if there is sin or iniquity, then God will have a response and a judgment.
那当时就叫先知要人悔改。
And so that is why he calls the prophet to tell the people to repent.
那如果不悔改，神的公义就来到，就受苦。
And if they do not repent, then the righteousness of God will come upon them and they will suffer.
所以这两个本性，在历史里面看到是不会分开的。
And so these two characteristics of God, these two will not be separated.
公义中有慈爱。
In righteousness, there is love.
神的公义不是要毁灭人。
God's righteousness is not just to destroy.
神的公义是要人回头。
God wants people to repent.
但是人的公义常常是要毁掉人。
But the righteousness of man oftentimes is just for destruction.
哦，这个是人跟神不同的地方。
This is a difference between God and man.
哦，那神的爱里面有公义。
And within the love of God, there is righteousness.
哦，这样，人远离罪，人才会常常在神的爱里面。
Only if when man far from sin are they able to dwell in the love of God.
那有的人讲哦，有神，那神就做他的神呐、啊，哦。那我在地上做我的人，彼此不要相干就好了。
And so then some people may think God can just be a God in heaven, and I'll just be a human on this earth as long as the two of us do not conflict. That is okay.
好，那我们现在看耶利米书三十二章十九节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 32:19. Jeremiah 32:19. You are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men to give everyone according to his ways.And according to the fruit of his doings.
好，这个地方讲哦，神是谋事有大略，行事有大能。
Here it says that God is great in counsel and mighty in work.
哦，神谋事有大略哈、哦，你看我们人在看我们的一生啊，常常是看一点。
So God is mighty in his work. Oftentimes when we look at our life, we only look at one point in our life.、
哦、我没有想到。我从哪里来，也没有想到我死后往哪里去。
We don't think about where we come from, or if we die, where we're going.
我们只想现在怎么活得快乐。
We only think about right now, how can we live happily.
哦，但是神不是这样的。
But God is not like this.
谋事有大略。
But His works is mighty in work.
哦，神对我们一生的计划。
God, His plan for us.
哦，不只是说在活着的时候，神要祝福我们。
It's not just that he wants to bless us as we are living here.
啊，神有大的计划，啊，要让我们将来能够在天国享受永生。
God has a plan for us so that we can and be able to enjoy eternal life with him.
那行事有大能。
Mighty in work.
啊，对，啊，所以他有能力来成就哦他的计划。
So he has the power to fulfill his work.
哦，然后这一位神哈、哦，下面就讲哈、哦，注目观看世界上一切的举动。
And God's eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men.
哦，所以世界上每一个人哦，包括信主没有信主的、哦，一切的举动，包括你在公众当中或在暗中当中，甚至我们心里的意念，神都在看。
And no matter what we are doing, whether we are in public or in private, God's eyes are looking at us.
哦，那神看要做什么
？And what is God looking for?
啊，下面说要照个人所行的啊和他做的事的结果报应他。
And to give a To give everyone according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings.
哦，所以我们活在世界上啊，有没有报应？有啊。
So when we are living in this world, is there any effects? There is.
因为有一个神。
Because God is there watching us.
他是赏善罚恶的神。
He is one who hates evil and loves good.
赏善哈、哦，对善的他赏赐，对恶的他要刑罚。
And so for those towards what's evil, he will punish, and what he is good, he is pleased with.
哦，所以我们如果很谨慎行善啊，很谨慎不去作恶，那我们一生就可以活在神的恩典里面。
And so if we are watchful and we continue to do good and not do evil, then we will be able to God will be pleased with us.
哦，所以这个是圣经对我们所拜的神的一个描写。
And so this is how the Bible describes to us about God.
哦，那接下去呢？以色列百姓怎么会跑来大的灾祸呢
？And so if we continue to look on, why did the Israelite people encounter a great calamity?
哦，其实神本来就很爱他们。
Because actually God really loves them.
哦，那我们现在看啊，耶利米书的三十二章，神怎么爱他们
？How did God love them?
哦。二十节。
Verse 20, you have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and you have made yourself a name, as it is in this day.
这个讲哈、哦， 这里讲在埃及地显神迹，就是把他们从埃及地带出来。
So this is when, in doing signs and wonders in the land of Egypt is when he brought them out of Egypt.
好，所以二十一节。
21.
用神迹奇事大能的手臂啊，领百姓出埃及。
You have brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders.
因为出埃及记里面讲以色列百姓埃及啊做奴隶。
And so in Exodus, it mentions that the Israelite people, when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
所以他们哀声达到神的面前。
And their cries reached God.
神看见他们的痛苦。
And God saw their suffering.
神知道他们的苦难。
And God knew their suffering.
所以神就下来救他们。
And so God came down to save them.
所以出埃及本身是大神迹。
So to depart from Egypt is a great miracle.
那今天出埃及什么意思？
So today, what does it mean to leave Egypt?
就是受洗。
That means to be baptized.
所以我们能够信耶稣，这是神极大的爱。
So for us to believe in Jesus Christ, that is the great love of God.
所以受洗洗礼叫做受洗归入摩西过红海。
And so when we are baptized, we are crossing the Red Sea.
就归了摩西，那个摩西就是主耶稣。
And to belong to and with Moses, and that Moses is Jesus Christ.
好，那从埃及出来不必再受苦，那去哪里？
And so after departing Egypt, they have no longer they suffer. Where did they go?
好，我们现在回来看耶利米书三十二章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah 32.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
请。
22, you have given them this land of which you swore to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey.
这个地方讲将这地赐给你们。
So this land that was given to them.
这个地是什么？
What is this land?
就是他向你们列祖起誓应许给你们流奶与蜜之地。
This land is a land that was sworn to their fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以神的爱非常深。
So the love of God is very deep.
是给他们流奶与蜜之地。
He gave them a land flowing with milk and honey.
奶代表什么？
What does milk represent?
你看那个小孩子如果很喜欢吃奶，都长得胖胖的。
If a child really enjoys drinking milk, they grow to be very chubby.
那奶就是代表丰盛。生命很旺盛。
So milk represents abundance, that they have an abundant or full life.
那蜜代表什么？
What does honey represent?
蜜代表甜美。
Honey represents sweetness.
所以迦南地的生活很丰盛，也很甜美。
And so the life in the land of Canaan is very abundant and sweet.
因此那个叫做福地。
And so this is a blessed land.
这个也叫做美地。
And a beautiful land.
那这块地就是要给他们。
And this land was given to them.
所以今天这一块地是什么？
And so today, what is this land?
主耶稣来世界上，他说天国近了。
Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, he said the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里面。
And then Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
所以那个天国就是神的国。
And that kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
那没有受洗以前我们是属世界的。
Before we are baptized, we belong to the world.
我们是做罪的奴仆。
We are slaves of sin.
我们是属魔鬼的。
We belong to Satan.
现在受洗归了主耶稣。
After we are baptized, we belong to Jesus Christ.
这个洗礼里面有主耶稣的宝血。
Within water baptism, there is the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣的爱。
And that represents the love of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣一生就是要救罪人要救世界上人脱离罪。
Jesus Christ's whole life, his purpose was to save sinners and to
要让我们归到他爱子的国度。
And so that we can once again be part of his kingdom as his child.
就是归到主耶稣的国。
And which is to belong to the kingdom of Jesus Christ, which is kingdom of God.
那这个神的国是一块流奶与蜜之地。
And the kingdom of God is a land flowing with milk and honey.
第一个它很丰盛。
Because it is filled with abundance.
啊，第二个它很甜美。
And it is very sweet.
啊，所以如果神的国完全在我们生活中实现，
So if the kingdom of God fully manifests in our life,
生活会很甜美。
Then our life will be very sweet.
神就是爱嘛。
Because God is love.
神与我们同在，
God
不是很甜美吗？
If God abides with us, is that not sweet?
啊，神什么都有。
Because God has everything.
哦，你有平安，有喜乐，有力量，有智慧，有盼望，什么都有。
Because as God has peace, joy, hope, and power, He has everything.
哦，有诸般的恩典。
He has abundance of blessing.
哦，那这一些都要给他的儿子，所以很丰盛。
So these are all given to His children, so it is abundant.
哦，所以以色列百姓进到迦南，这是神的爱，这种生活是丰盛又甜美的。
For the Israelites to be able to enter the kingdom, the land of Canaan is out of the love of God because it's a life filled with abundance and sweetness.
哦，但是进到迦南啊，信仰发生一个危机啊。
But once they enter the land of Canaan, their faith encountered a crisis.
哦，走旷野路啊，这个是外在的。
Because, walking in the wilderness, this is all external.
这很困难。
Even though it is difficult.
哦，白天有大太阳。
Because there is this, hot sun during the day.
有火车、蝎子，什么都有。
And there are scorpions.
有蛇啊，有蝎子。
Oh, snakes and there are snakes and scorpions.
哦，那进入迦南困难在哪里？
But once they entered the land of Canaan, what is the difficulty?
哦，我们现在看啊，再回来看啊，啊，耶利米书三十二章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah 32.
啊，三十二章的二十三节。
Jeremiah 32 verse 23.
他们进入这地得为业，却不听从你的话，也不遵行你的律法和你一切吩咐所行的，他们一无所行，因此你便叫这个灾祸临到他们。所以啊，在这个很丰富的生活里面啊，他渐渐就忘记神了。
And so in this abundant life, they slowly forgot about God.
哦，他应该是天天感谢神的，怎么会忘记神呢？
So before they thank God daily, how could they forget about Him?
好，那我们现在看《申命记》里面怎么记载。
Let's look at what records in Deuteronomy.
好，我们现在看《申命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
好，《申命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
啊，第十二节。
Verse 12.
十一节哈，我忘了来读。好，你要谨慎，免得忘记主你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。啊，所以神叫当时摩西要告诉以色列百姓哦，要谨慎，不要忘记你的神。
Here Moses was reminding the Israelites to not forget the Lord, their God, and to keep themselves watchful.
好，那为什么要谨慎呢？
Why do they need to be watchful?
十二节。
Verse 12.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。十三节。
13.
你的牛羊增多，你的金银增添，并且所有全度都增加。十四节。
14.
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神。哦，所以这个地方讲啊，不是我们今天的生活吗？
And so here at this entrance, isn't this like our life right now?
哦，我们吃得饱足。
And they are full.
我们住的房子也很好。
The houses we live in are beautiful.
虽然现在没有牛羊哦，你看大部分的信徒经济都不错。
Even though we don't keep herds now, but most of the members are doing well financially.
好，那这样的生活不是要多感谢神吗？
So in this type of lifestyle, shouldn't we thank God more?
哦，但是这样的生活哦，十四节会让人心高气傲，忘记神。
But this type of lifestyle will cause a person's heart to be lifted up and forget God.
我们忘记了说，哦。我们如果生活很舒服哦，如果我们一直想哦，没有神我活不下去哦，我们还是会很热心在拜神。
So even though if we live comfortably, but if we still feel that if we do not have God, we cannot live, we would still be very fervent towards God.
哦，但是问题是，当一个人生活很方便、很舒服的时候，他就觉得说，没有神我也可以活下去。
But the problem is when a person lives very comfortably and very conveniently, they will forget, they will think that without God, they can still live, continue to live.
那如果没有神，我也可以活下去，我就不一定要靠近神。
And if they are without God and they feel like they can still live, then they don't feel the need to draw close to God.
那为什么我们信主久了会常常在生活中好像觉得没有神我也可以活得很好。
And so why is it that after we believe for a long time, we may feel that, oh, even if we don't have God, we can still live well.
好，我们看十七节。
But let's look at verse 17.
恐怕你心里说，这货才是我力量、我能力得来的。好，然后十八节。
Verse 18.
你要纪念主你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，要坚定他向你列祖所立的约，像今天一样。所以啊，当一个人活得很好，过了一段时间以后，他就产生自信了。我为什么今天生活这么好，这么好呢？因为我有能力，因为我肯拼，所以我就有我现在的今天。
And so if a person is living well, they may start to think that what they have accomplished is by their own power and that and their own will.
所以当我们想一切都是以我做中心来想的时候，神在哪里？神已经不见了。
And if we think like this, then where is God? God has disappeared.
真的我拼我就可以生活得很好吗？
Is it true that if I continue to work hard, then I will be able to live well?
不是这样的。
It is not the case.
为什么明天我可以活着？因为主愿意我才可以活着。
The reason why I'm able to continue to live on is because God allows me to live.
为什么我明天还有健康？
Why do I still have health tomorrow?
这个不只是我会保养啊，这是因为神给我的。
It's not just that I keep myself healthy, but because God allows it.
为什么我明天有那个能力？
Why do I have the power?
不是因为我教育很好，我能力很强，是神给我们的。
It's not because we have high education, but these are things that God has given to us.
为什么我有机会？
Why do I have this opportunity?
这是神给我的。
This is an opportunity given by God.
我们唯一能够夸口就是我很努力，六日劳碌做工，我很努力。
The only thing we can boast is that we work hard 6 days out of the week.
那我们周围所有的都是神给我的。
But everything we have received from God.
那如果有这样的想法我们一方面很感谢神，我们一方面不敢离开神。
If we have this type of thinking, then we will thank God and also not depart from Him.
因为如果一个人从神领受这么多，又离开了神。
Because if a person has received so much, but they still depart from God.
这个在神面前是不对的，不义的。
This before God is not correct, it is unrighteousness.
那当一个人离开神，另外一个神就会跑进来。
Because if a person departs from God, another God will appear.
那个神是什么？
Who is that God?
那个神有可能是钱。
That a God is most, can be money.
整天都在想赚钱。
All day they think about making money.
那个神很可能是世界上的快乐。
And that God can be the happiness in the world.
神在哪里？整天都在想怎么快乐。
They all day long, they think about how can they live more happily.
那个神可能是我们自己。
And that God sometimes can be ourselves.
在我心里的最高处就是我自己，已经不是神了。
That who is the most important is myself, and it is not God.
因为我今天的今天就是我懂得奋斗，那神在哪里？
And so because I am who I am today, because of what I have done, where is God then?
我就是神了。
Then I am myself and God.
那个就是偶像。
That is an idol.
所以为什么以色列百姓会去拜偶像？
So why would the Israelite people go and worship idols?
生活太舒服啊。
Because they live too comfortably.
你如果看那个四世纪。Judges, 四世纪。
If you look at Judges.
生活太舒服啊。
They live too comfortably.
神就允许外族来攻他们。
So God allowed foreign nations to attack them.
那攻之前先用先知来警告。
First, they use the prophets to warn them.
先知就说要悔改。
The prophets tell them you must repent.
听不下去，把先知也杀掉。
If they can't bear to hear it, they kill the prophet.
那先知既然杀掉，神就用外族来攻他们。
If they kill the prophet, then God will send foreign nations to attack them.
那外族一来攻他们很痛苦啊。
And once they are under attacked, then they are suffering.
啊，外族这么强，你也没有办法抵挡。
Because the four nations are so strong and they're not able to defend against him.
哦，那痛苦当中就回头呼叫神。
In their suffering, they repent and cry out to God.
所以其实哈，人在生活很舒服的时候，天天感谢神，热心来敬拜神，过神喜欢的生活，这是最大的智慧。
And so it's true, the greatest wisdom is that for a person who is living comfortably, but they still want to come and worship God daily.
但是事实就是当人在很舒服的时候就离开神。
But the reality is that once people are comfortable, they depart from God.
然后偶像就跑出来。
And then the idols appear.
各种不同形态的偶像。
There are different types of idols.
他取代了神。
That they them take the place of God.
那怎么办呢?
So what can they do?
圣经讲啊，我们的神跟我们这有一种婚约的关系。
And so the Bible describes that we and God have a marriage-like relationship.
这个婚约的关系就是爱的关系。
And this marriage relationship is a relationship of love.
那神跟我们婚约的关系，这个神的爱跟我们现在丈夫跟太太的爱差在哪里？
And so this marital relationship between God and the people, how is it different between the relationship between a husband and wife?
我们先来看诗篇三十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 31.
诗篇的三十一篇。
Psalm 31.
第五节。
Psalm 31, verse 5.
从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
古时主向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你们，因此我以慈爱吸引你。这个地方讲我以永远的爱来爱你们。
And here it says that I use a love, forever love to love you.
什么叫做永远的爱？
And what kind of love is forever?
永远的爱就是不会改变的爱。
And it's a love that does not change.
所以当神跟人建立这个婚约。
And so when God makes this relationship, a marital relationship with man.
神这一方面的爱是不会改变。
This is a love from God that does not change.
我们现在不是这样。
Is it not like this today?
如果一个配偶他有外遇去找第三者。
If a spouse has an extramarital relationship,
常常另外一方一脚就把他踢掉了，我不要你了。
Many times the other spouse will not want them anymore.
为什么？你一直去找第三者，为什么要你？你这个得罪我。
Because you have found another person, you have wronged me.
但是当以色列跑去拜偶像，当然神很痛苦啊。
So when the Israelites go and worship idols, of course God is very pained.
有哪一个配偶去找第三者，他的另外一半不会痛苦呢？
Because
本身不会痛苦呢
？Because for a person who is cheated on, how would they not be suffering?
当然神是痛苦的。
So of course God is suffering.
但是虽然神虽心里痛苦，神的爱没有改变。
But even though God's heart is suffering, His heart did not change.
所以为什么婚姻里面只有男女之间的爱情不够？
And so that is why in a marital relationship, the love between a man and a wife, their own love is not enough.
这个丈夫跟太太啊，里面还需要有神的爱。
Between husband and wife, the love also must have the love of God.
如果有神的爱，这个婚姻啊，天长地久，到死才能够分别。
And if they have the love of God, then they are able to love until and not be separated until death.
所以神对以色列百姓就是这样的爱啊。
And so the love that God had towards the Israelites was this type of love.
那以色列百姓已经去拜偶像怎么办呢？
And so if the Israelites go and worship idols, what can we do? What can they do?
神很爱他们啊。
But God still loves them.
所以神就差遣先知去传警告。
So God sent a prophet to warn them.
那传警告传什么？
And so what kind of warning did they give?
你们要离开你们拜偶像这一种罪的生活。
That warned them to leave the lifestyle of them worshiping idols.
你们若回头，神要接纳你们。
And if they repent, then God will receive them.
你们如果不回头，神的公义会临到。
If they do not repent, then God's justice will come upon them.
但是二十三年了，耶利米书传他讲二十三年。
But for 23 years, Jeremiah preached.
没有人要听。
No one would listen.
因为生活很舒服啊。 大家这个怎么有可能？
Because they were living so comfortably, they could not believe that such a thing could happen.
就开始逼迫那个传警告的耶利米先知。
And so they instead they began to persecute Jeremiah, who was giving them this warning.
因为耶利米讲的是他们需要听的。
Because what Jeremiah was saying was what they needed to hear.
但是有一批假先知，他就传播，不，耶利米讲的不对，你们不会，神爱你们，你们不会被不会受苦。
But there were false prophets that said that Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah was wrong, that God loves you, you will not suffer.
所以大家听了很高兴。
So those who heard them, the false prophets were very happy.
那个假的先知讲的正是他们想要听。
Because what the false prophet was saying was what they wanted to hear.
所以大家很欢迎。
And so they all welcomed them.
耶利米叫他们要悔改，大家很讨厌。
Jeremiah told them to repent, but everybody hated him.
那怎么办呢？
So what can he do?
神就告耶利米。
Then so God told Jeremiah.
你现在你的讯息要改变。
Saying that your message will change now.
你们会被掳到巴比伦七十年。
That you they the Israelites will be taken captive to Babylon for 70 years.
但是这个七十年不是神不爱他们。
But this 70 years is not because God does not love them.
因为先知传警告，你也不喜欢听，要逼迫他，要把他杀掉，那这那怎么办？
Because the prophets gave the warning, you would not listen, and you even persecute them. What can you do?
那怎么样才能够让你回头，使我重新再爱你呢？
What can you do to make them come back and love him once more?
就是被掳到巴比伦。
And that is to be taken captive to Babylon.
这是痛苦，真的是很痛苦。
And so this is a great suffering.
国破家亡。
That they are without a king and kingdom.
国家已经被攻破了。
Their kingdom is fully destroyed.
家庭也破散了。
Their family is destroyed.
被流散到拜偶像的外邦中。
They are exiled in an idol worshipping nation.
真的在受苦中开始回头。
And it's only in their suffering that they began to repent.
因为我现在没路走了，神啊，我们错了。
Because there's no other way for them, so they repent and say, God, we were wrong.
所以被掳虽然是公义，但是这个里面就是神的慈爱。
So for them to be taken captive, that even though it is righteousness, within it there is love.
那神应许回来以后要重新祝福他们。
And so God's promise is that once they return, He will once again bless them.
这是最大的福分。
And this is the greatest blessing.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah
32 章
32.
Okay. All right, 33 章
Jeremiah 33.
33章第八节。
33 verse 8.
我要除尽他们的罪就是向我所犯的罪，又要赦免他们一切的罪，就是干犯我违背我的罪。第九节。
Verse 9.
这城要在万国之上的面前使我得歌颂得名且为可喜可乐之城万国人听见我向这城所施的福乐所论的恩惠平安，就惧怕战惊。所以到最后神还施福乐施平安。
So in the end, they will be prosperity and peace.
所以我们所拜的神。
So the God we worship.
他用永远的爱爱我们。
He loves us with a love that endures forever.
所以其实我们人生不需要受苦。
So actually, in our life, we do not need to suffer.
为什么需要受苦才愿意回头呢？
Why must we suffer in order to return?
我们继续活在神的恩典中，享受神的恩典，不要受苦，这不是很好吗？
If we live within the grace of God and so we do not suffer, isn't that wonderful?
但是人很难回转。
But it's difficult for man to turn back.
所以三十一章，我们看耶利米书三十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 31.
三十一章的十八节。
31 verse 18.
十八节，我听见以法莲为自己悲叹说：“你责罚我，我便受责罚；像不 惯父恶的牛犊一样，求你使我回转，我们便回转，因为你耶和华你是我们的神。那十九节
19.
我回转以后就真正懊悔，所以求你使我回转，我们就回转。
Here, it says, I have, you have chastened, restore me and I will return.
哦，所以人要改变不是这么简单的。
So it's not easy, for a man to repent.
哦，要回转也要神帮助我。
To return and repent it requires God to help us.
哦，所以我们对一些已经没有来教会的。
And so for those that, for us, for those that have do not come to church anymore.
要帮他们祷告。
You must pray for them.
哦，有的人他也知道回来教会是好的。
Because there are, they know, these people, they know that to return to church, church is good.
他知道他怎么不回来。
But why won't they return?
哦，人就是很难改变的。
Because it's difficult for mankind to change.
哦，所以帮他们祷告，神帮助他们，他们就可以回转。
We must pray for them, and then if God helps them, then they will be able to return.
哦，那回转来到神面前，这里讲啊，我要真正的悔改。
And to return and before God and truly repent.
那我们就要重新得到神的恩典。
They will once again receive the grace of God.
啊，这是以色列百姓信仰的经历。
And this is the experience of the Israelite people.
这常常是我们在教会看到信徒的经历。
And this is the same experience we can see today in the church among the members.
神是慈爱的，神也是公义的。
God is love and God is righteousness.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
341.
341.